All right, you bunch of mugs, it's the East End Butcher Shah Samuels, and you're listening to the Indie Corner.
Welcome to episode 79 of the Indie Corner with myself, Stuart Rogers. This week, I'll be joined by Harvey Dale as we look forward to the Hulk Evolution 14. It's their debut show in Birmingham this coming Sunday. Also, as always, plenty of news and announcements from various UK promotions. And also, our good friend from over in America, Justin DiVigilio, will be back with his US Indie News. Not much of a talking point this week, like I did last week, you know, just, you know, pretty much looking forward to the shows on the weekend and hearing about how they went, hoping to get to a couple of them myself. But yeah, what we'll do now, we'll just going to move straight on with the news.
Flash Morgan Webster here, the undisputed king of the mods. When I'm not raving in a nightclub or rocking in the Strangler, I'm listening to the Indie Corner.
Okay, so starting with NGW, the promotion have announced that Rampage Brown will take on Dara Diablo at the New Dawn show on September 27th. That is, of course, if Diablo can wrestle following the attack by Brown from the NGW 50 show recently. This show will take place at the Forum in North Allerton. It will also feature Paul London against Martin Kirby and Brian Kendrick against Al Ligero. Tickets can be picked up over at ngwuk.com/events. Moving on to True Grit now. True Grit Wrestling have announced that they're going to be returning on November the 15th with the True Grit Games at the Prism nightclub in Leeds. Announced for the show so far, the True Grit Games six-way elimination match, Dave Mastiff against T-Bone, against Bubblegum, against Al Ligero, against Joey Hayes, and against Cyanide. Also, we have the Blackpool Blondes against The Proven, Joseph Connors versus Alex Gracie, and Lana Austin against Nixon Null. For tickets, head over to ringsideworld.co.uk and just put in the search bar True Grit Wrestling. Southside Wrestling, I've got a show up this Friday, which I'll be talking about later on. They have the CZW Aerial Assault Show on October 12th in St Neots. Just to announce that is Robbie X against Styx. Also on the show, we've got the Aerial Assault Speaking Championship match, which will see the champion Kaylee Ray going up against Al Ligero, Will Ospreay, Mark Andrews, Rich Swann, and Shane Strickland. You've got the campaign with Drew Gulak and Kimberly going up against the Hunter Brothers, and Chris Travis against Biff Busick is also scheduled. So head over to southsidewrestling.co.uk for tickets for that one. IPW UK have added to their 10th anniversary show on September 21st a loser serves the winner match featuring Earl Jonathan Windsor going up against the Mexican Eagle. IPWUK.com for tickets for that one. So not much news this week, guys. So what we do now, just have a little brief interlude and then we'll be back with a Harvey Dale interview and talk about Hulk Wrestling.
This is Harvey Dale, the man with the golden tongue, and you're listening to the Indie Corner, the UK's number one independent wrestling podcast.
Ha! Welcome back to the show, guys. Joining me on the line right now is the Hope Wrestling promoter, Harvey Dale. So first things first, how are you today, my friend?
I'm very well, Stu. How's yourself?
Okay. I've had a day off work today, so just been catching up on a few things that's needed doing, but back to the grind tomorrow. But anyway, yeah, glad to got you on. First time back on here for a long, long time, so good to have a chat with you. You've obviously had a couple of shows last weekend, and you've got a show coming up this weekend right here in Birmingham, and some other things moving forward going into October. So we'll cover all of those. So going back to last weekend, obviously you had Evolution 13 back in Mansfield. Overall, how did the show go? What was the highlights from the show?
Yeah, all went very well. I mean, a lot of people who were there have called it our best show since show 9. Obviously, I mean, show 9, the feedback that we got from that, with Jester and Travis and Dave Mastiff and Joe Connors, Grado and Flex and everything else that went on that day, everyone sort of said this is... There were a lot of people who go to a lot of shows that came to that one and sort of said this is one of the best shows we've ever been to. Mm. So we always knew that repeating the sort of the success of that was going to be tough, but from all accounts it sounds like we got pretty damn close to it, if not slightly beat it on Friday night. So yeah, it went very, very well. Everybody sort of pulled their finger out, and some of the things we had on, Tyler Bate once again stepped up for the plate and filled in for Chris Travis with Joel Redman, and the pop that he got because we didn't announce that Tyler was going to be on the show or a replacement, and the pop that he got when his music started was superb. So yeah, all went very well.
Yeah, and obviously also on the show you had another match in the Best of Five series between Joe Connors and CJ Banks. Obviously that's taking it to 2-2 now, so it all comes down to this fifth match. But overall so far, you know, the first four matches, how do you think the series has gone?
I think the series has gone swimmingly. I mean, it shouldn't be forgotten that they took place together in the very first match ever at Hope. They were the first match on show one and stuff, and the chemistry between the two of them is just phenomenal. And we've gone this far now. They've technically, out of the, what have we done, 13 shows, they've wrestled each other 6 times, because they were also in a 6-man on show 3 as well. So the chemistry between the two of them has been phenomenal, and it was, I'm pleased to say that they still haven't ever wrestled anywhere else outside of Hope. So the 6 matches they've ever had with each other in their career have all been for us, and it's just, these are two guys that are so evenly matched and have both got such good wrestling brains that it just gels. The chemistry between the two of them is fantastic, and they've gone this far without anything getting stale or boring, and without needing to do anything, put any stipulations into their matches. There's not been any kind of brutality, so to speak, at all so far. So they've taken it this far, and again, people came walking away from the show Friday night talking about CJ Banks and Joe Connors, and that's credit to them.
Most definitely. I've seen a couple of the matches. I really want to see the last two before this fifth one rolls around. Can you divulge that information? Is the fifth one got a date yet when that takes place?
The fifth one is scheduled at the moment to be the last show of this year. The first time I've got, which is December the 5th, is looking very much like that is going to be show match 5 in the series for them, which, I mean, what a way to sort of go out and end the year is to have those two really do the whopping great finish to the Best of 5. So that is the next time they're both on together.
So hopefully then, before that rolls around, the listeners who may be intrigued by this series of matches and hearing yourself talk about them, and even me for the little bits I've seen, you know, got a chance to pick up the DVDs from Hulk Wrestling and obviously get to watch these if they haven't already.
I mean, they're all currently on sale and stuff in the on the website shop and things. They're all at discounted prices. A lot of the DVDs at the moment are like $4.99 for the shows and stuff and things. I mean, you can get that www.hopewrestling.co.uk where the store and stuff is now up and running. So yeah, catch up on what you've missed, and then all I can say is don't miss match 5.
Yeah, definitely. So you set for December 5th. Where's the venue for that?
December 5th will be Forest Town Welfare again, Mansfield. It's tended to be our home so far. We've kind of made it our home, and we're very happy there. So I figure that that's had every match of the series so far. It should definitely have the fifth.
Definitely. So going back to the weekend, looks like it was the main event for the show, the street fight between El Ligero and the Heat, LJ Heron. I saw some pictures online. It looked pretty brutal and a bit wild. Overall, you know, for you as a promoter, what was it like when that match was going on all around the building and using tables, etc.?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was super. We learned our lesson with what went on at show two with Madeira match, that occasionally you can push things too far with family shows, and sort of we didn't take it lightly that we were going to put a street fight into a family show. But the way they did it was fantastic. I can't really fault what they did at all. And obviously I was in the thick of it. Obviously I still manage LJ and stuff on the shows, and was right there in the thick of it while it was all going on outside, and they were brawling over my car, and it went all around the car park and back into the building. They said all around the building and stuff, but they kept it very professional, kept it all looking good. And I mean, the crowd were so into it. The kids were loving it. Everybody was just on top of the world for it. It was very well received, and the guys did very, very well, and everybody left happy. So happy with it.
Yeah, so I mean, overall then, Hope 13 or Evolution 13, it sounds like a cracking show. And like you say, is it the DVD up already, or will it be up soon on the website?
DVD's not up already for that one, no.
Yeah.
Give it back on that one. I mean, Matt Hall, who films them, is very, very quick at turning them around and does a very, very professional job. So I can't see it being long before that one's up.
Yeah, no problem. Sounds good overall. So that same weekend, you did the first Hope Wrestling Future show, Build a Future One at the Polish Club in Derby.
Yes.
You know, give us a basis of what this is about, because it's not like your standard Hope show, the same type of roster, some young guys in there, Chinese guys just getting into the business. Tell everyone, you know, what's behind the fact of you, you know, created Future alongside your normal Hope shows.
Basically, Future would be our kind of version of NXT, where you've got obviously Evolution being our Raw type brand, and our NXT brand would then become Future. And it's basically about giving some opportunities to a bunch of guys and girls who don't get the opportunity. They train very hard places, they do all the right things and do stuff the right way and go to decent training schools and try and seek things out. But obviously, because you've only got so many spaces at the top promotions in the country, and they tend to always be filled with your top 20, 30 guys in this country, it's very difficult for these guys to get noticed and break through. So rather than just using it as a place for our academy guys to sort of come through from the House of Pain Academy and stuff and the ones based locally, we've said we sort of extend the arm to everybody from all things right, come along and show us what you can do. And what we'll do is we'll try and mix them in with the best talent from around. We had a tag team up called Loose Connection, who predominantly work out of Milton Keynes and places down there, who hardly anybody I'm sure has ever heard of. But I've seen them work before. I knew that they were good and very capable lads, just waiting for an opportunity. So put them in there with Lee and Jim, the Hunter brothers, on Saturday night and let them show what they can do. And they really did themselves proud. And Lee and Jim both came away from the match saying, yeah, these two deserve some opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, my only experience of seeing Loose Connection was on the recent Jim Cornette DVD. It showed them, you know, like cutting a promo down in the House of Pain Academy, which you mentioned earlier, you know, and stuff like that. But I'd never actually seen them wrestle before or heard of them until then. But listening to you, and obviously for Lee and Jimmy, who know quite well, you know, to say things like that, then there must be a decent tag team. And hopefully, you know, they'll get out there more in the future and about.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, I certainly think that they're worthy. I think they can really get on and get out there. And I said, working with Lee and Jim, you're never gonna get a bad experience when working with those guys. So
So looking at the results overall for that show, it was a good mixture. I mean, you had some like quite well established guys as well, some names that are known on the UK scene, like Paul Malin, Jürgen Heimlich, you know, Danny Chase, the Hunters, as you've mentioned, people like that, Giles Connors, of course. So you know, it was a good mixture. So overall, it was you know, some good matches featuring established guys. But I noticed you had a six man tag match, and pretty much they all. Like guys that don't have like tons of experience. How did their match fare with it, with the crowd, etc., that six man tag?
Very, very, very well, to be honest. I mean, Money Benjamin at Cryptico has worked one of the Evolution shows for me before. Young flippy lad that does a Mexican gimmick, and I always knew that him and Money Benjamin bring themselves well in it, and for me it was no risk sort of putting him in. Kane Arnell, and Alex Rancid, again, are two lads that I know very well. Kane came through the House of Pain Academy, and Alex is based up in Sheffield and a guy that I knew a bit about and stuff already. So, I mean, originally it was set to be a tag. And then Joe Connors has obviously a lot of students himself now and really asked me during the daytime. And it was only changed on the actual day that we'd make it a six-man. And he sort of really put them forward and said, look, these guys are desperate for opportunities. I promise you they won't do you a disservice, that they'll do themselves proud and stuff. Are you willing to take a punt on them? So we put them both in, and it was Blake and Chris Tyler. And to be honest, it's the best decision that we made all day, because, I mean, both guys made a phenomenal showing of themselves, and I was sort of so impressed with how both of them did, and it's definitely something that we'll be looking at bringing back, so.
Good. So overall, like I say, you got Hope running shows as well, and obviously that was the first future show, and it's obviously he hasn't put a damper on things. You're looking forward and you know, looking forward to moving forward with future as well, and giving guys a chance and putting on more shows.
Oh, certainly. The thing is, I mean, said everybody that was in attendance on the night said that was just as good and equally as good as any of the Evolution shows or any other British wrestling show they've been to. It's just because you haven't necessarily heard about the guys on the card before doesn't make them any less of a worker than a guy that you have heard of and does all the regular shows. It just means they haven't yet had the opportunity to show you how good they are.
Yeah, definitely. So, moving on to this coming weekend, Evolution 14, the debut show in Birmingham, Sunday the 21st September.
Yeah.
Taking place at the St. Anne's Hall down in Digbeth in Birmingham. Again, looking at the card, stacked show. Obviously, there's been little changes, which we'll get onto in a few minutes. But we'll run through the card now and just talk about some of the matches. Starting off with, I believe it was the last match announced, Barricade against Danny Chase. Obviously, Barricade is a big guy and you know, works that type of style. And Danny Chase is known for being in the Battle Squad Awesome tag team. What was the thought behind putting these two against each other?
They had a match back at, God, where are we? They wrestled each other at 12, show 12. And I mean, these are two guys that have both come through the House of Pain Academy and worked together and things before and know how to work each other. And obviously, they've both been with me since day one. They were both on the debut show. Barricade, I don't think, has missed the show. If I'm right, I don't think Barricade's missed a single show, and if Danny Chase has, he's only missed one. So it seems fitting with our product coming somewhere else that we bring two guys who've been synonymous with our product since day one, and we bring them. I mean, they don't get a chance to work over in Birmingham very often. I'm sure there's a lot of the Birmingham fans that haven't had a chance to see these guys and really should have that opportunity. And again, it's the same kind of thing as I say. These guys aren't your guys headlining Southside shows or Preston shows or NGW shows. Doesn't make them any less talented than any other guy on that card. And I said, I mean, Barricade, when Jester did his bit at Evolution 9, the crowd were calling for Barricade to come out and sort him out afterwards, because they thought this is the only guy big enough on your roster to really stand up to a guy like Jester. So, I mean, watch this space with regards to Jester and Barricade as to if that happens somewhere down the line.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one indeed, especially if that one rolls out for sure. A team we spoke about earlier, the Hunter Brothers, they're going to be in action once again for Hope. Going up against this time the Scottish wrestler Joe Coffey against a man from Northern Ireland. I believe he's based in Glasgow though. Big Damo. Obviously, you know, even just for Birmingham, regardless of Hope, you know, these guys, unless I'm wrong, have not wrestled in Birmingham either, but they're going to make an impression for sure. Obviously, the Hunter brothers, you know, maybe not from Birmingham, but very local to Birmingham, you know, will probably be the fan favourites on the night. But I think Joe Coffey and Big Damo are going to make an impression of their own in this one. How do you see this one going?
Oh, massively. Big Damo and Joe Coffey teamed together at HXC, at the last HXC show, where obviously I do the commentary and stuff up there as well. And the way the two of them gel is phenomenal. And Big Damo is, the only way I can sort of describe him is the north of the border equivalent to Dave Mastiff, in that he's a big guy, but he's so agile, and the things he can do, and you just see him throw himself around and just think a guy that size should not be able to do what he can do. So, I mean, Joe Coffey is an immensely talented guy as well. And you put them in there with, in my opinion, the England's probably best tag team in the Hunter Brothers. And you're in for something special, I'd say, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the Hunter Brothers, I've seen wrestle tons of times. And Joe Coffey and Big Damo, I've seen him wrestle for ICW when they were in London the first time. And, yeah, he impressed his... He's an understatement. Both guys very impressive. Next match, we've got LJ Heron going up against, I believe it's a debut in Flash Morgan Webster. Obviously, this is the 14th show now. If it is Webster's debut, had you looked at trying to use him in the past and stuff like that?
Yes, I had. Yeah, he was actually scheduled to be on Evolution 12 and had to pull out, unfortunately, the week of the show. So he was a guy that I've got a lot of time for, and I've loved every time I've seen him work and things. So I really like his personality and the way he carries himself, and his in-ring stuff is superb. Obviously, he's getting out there more and making a real name for himself now, and it just seemed ideal to bring him in. So, yeah, he's never wrestled LJ Heron before, so it's going to be another first time ever. I mean, I dread to think how many first time evers we've done now, which is nice for me because, like I said, So often you see the same match recycled time and time again at different places and things like that. So for us to keep sort of managing to find, so to speak, these first time evers, it's quite an achievement. It certainly keeps me on my toes guessing with what we can do. But yeah, very much looking forward to Flash having him part of Hope and moving him forward, really.
Definitely for that one. A guy we both praised quite a lot earlier on, CJ Banks. He's gone up against Ashton Smith. Now, again, Ashton Smith is probably someone that's not too familiar with a lot of fans of the last probably year or two. I know he used to wrestle quite a bit some years back, but then had to stop for whatever reason, but then started making his name back up in HXC, who you mentioned earlier. But obviously, you're bringing him into Hope to take on CJ Banks. From what I've seen of Smith, you know, this should be a good match against Banks. Again, what are you expecting from this one?
Oh, I mean, Ashton is another guy. He debuted at that show at Evolution 9, and obviously a lot of people sort of didn't know who he was. And when he came out, the crowd reaction, they sort of looked at him and said, oh, yeah, this guy looks good. He looks like an athlete and stuff. But they didn't really buy into him straight away because that crowd are a bit hard to win over. Within 2 minutes of Ashton Smith being out there in front of them, they had bought into him hook, line and sinker, and You can just see him, and he's been a revelation for me, really. Then he had Bam Bam Barton on that debut for him at 9. Then he went up against Chris Travis, and then he had Nathan Cruz as well at the anniversary show and stuff. And each and every time, Ashton Smith has come away being more and more impressive. So stick him in there. He's one of our top baby faces, I'd say. Stick him in there with one of our top heels, and you've got some magic going to happen between Banks and Ashton for sure.
Yeah, again, it sounds like it's going to be a cracking match indeed. Now the next match features Jack Jester, someone, again, that's been spoke about quite a bit so far with us. He was supposed to be going up in a rematch against Chris Travis. I believe you've put it out there that Chris Travis won't be on the show. What more can you say about this match and
obviously
et
cetera? Chris Travis not quite fully fit yet and stuff, I mean, and getting back to full fitness, I'm sure that it won't be long before we see Chris Travis back in a wrestling ring somewhere, obviously. But he's just not it's not really fair to try and rush someone back for certain things, and he knows himself that he wanted to give it 100% next time he gets in there with Jester and stuff. So,
yeah,
Chris Travis is out. So what we did with the last one was we didn't announce that Tyler Bate was going to be in there with Joel Redman. And then obviously it paid off massively. I always hoped that the second Tyler Bate was announced on the night or his music played, that the pop from the crowd would make it all. It was immense. The way the crowd reacted to seeing Tyler come out to have that match, and then the match afterwards, obviously, because you didn't build up anybody's expectations and things. And the pop for him was immense. And I think that what we've got planned for Sunday with the replacement for Chris Travis should hopefully get the same sort of reaction, if not an even bigger one. And trust me, this guy is raring to go, and the opportunity to sort of get in there and kick a Scott around the ring for 10, 15, 20 minutes is certainly something high on his agenda. So
yeah, it sounds intriguing indeed, and obviously fans in attendance to find out he's obviously, like I say, you've got to be in attendance, so it's intriguing. We'll make sure you get there. Now, this main event obviously is featuring Joseph Connors, obviously a big part of Hope Wrestling since day one. He's going to be going up against, I believe it'll be, unless I'm wrong, his Birmingham debut. I know Tommy End was supposed to come to Birmingham a couple of years ago, on New Year's Day, I believe, a couple of years ago for a show that never ended up taking place. I believe this could be his debut in Birmingham, which is surprising considering how much he's been over to the UK. But yeah, Tommy End against Joseph Connors is going to be a terrific match and a fitting main event for the show. Again, you've seen Tommy End wrestle, obviously you've never been a promoter or where he's been wrestling, but this is going to be your first time for that experience as well. Again, you know Joel Connors very well and what he can do. How are you expecting this match to go?
I expect it to be phenomenal. I mean, I know Tommy quite well. Obviously, I've been in the locker room with Tommy a number of times for different promotions and things. Obviously, he works up at HXV now. I've been in the locker room with him for near on a year and stuff at Southside and things, and had a lot of time to sit and chat with him and sort of gauge his work ethic and the way he thinks. And the guy is so intelligent when it comes to wrestling, and he knows what's good for wrestling and the best way to give the fans the performance and stuff. And who better to go in there with than Joe Connors, who arguably has made more noise this year than anybody in British wrestling, really, to raise his profile and really stand out in his physique and just the hard work and everything that he's really deserving, all the accolades and things that he's getting now. I expect it to be phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cliche thing to say, isn't it? But Joe Connors, you basically covered it in not so many words so far. He's what's known as a student of the game. So, you know, this match he's going to be having against Tommy End is going to be a cracking match indeed, and one for the ages to an extent. Again, it sounds like cliche, but for me, I think it's going to be a cracking match indeed. I've seen both guys wrestle numerous times, and you know, I know what both guys can do, like you do. So it should be a great match indeed. So, just about this show, tell people about, you know, where they can get their tickets and whatever information they need to know.
Yep, you can get the tickets if you go onto our Facebook page. I'm sure most people do have us on Facebook by now. It is obviously www.facebook.com/ Hope. Find us directly from that. There is a direct link on there to buy your tickets through Ringside World to get them in advance and stuff. Obviously, tickets will be available on the door on the day, so don't be put off by it. And I said, anybody still thinking of doing that, and then the other show down the road in Birmingham that kicks off an hour after we finish and stuff, I mean, it's still, for us, it's still perfectly feasible for anybody to come along and be able to do both and make a real name, a real day of it for themselves for wrestling purposes.
Sure, yes. So, like I say, anyone listening who's on the fence and thinking about going or can they make it, you know, like I say, Birmingham, easy to get in and out of. It's well worth making the journey because you've heard us speak about these matches, and all of them could be show stealers. It's all of them sound like cracking matches, and like I say, well worth the trip to Birmingham to watch. Moving forward, obviously, you've got your next show, I believe, after this one will be October 3rd. You've announced three matches, I believe. First one being like Rampage Brown against Joel Connors. And you've also announced Robert X going up against young Tyler Bate, who, you know, everyone praises these days. You've done it so far while talking to me today. So, yeah, October the 3rd. More details on this 3rd, one?
Obviously, so the other one that we've sort of thrown out over the last 24 hours or so is Jimmy Havoc, obviously, is coming back to Hope. It's the first time he's been with us since Hope 3, where he took on Chris Travis. Jimmy Havoc, obviously, is a guy that I've got a lot of time for, and you talk about guys who've raised their own profile over the last 12 to 18 months, and Jimmy is a star in his own right now, isn't he? So another first time ever, as far as I'm aware. It's Jimmy Havoc going to be taking on Sebastian Radclaw. So looking forward to that one.
That's a different one indeed.
that's a different match, aren't they? I mean, you take Radclaw's character and the way he works and things like that, and you put in the mean side to Jimmy Havoc, the sort of die Havoc die gimmick and things like that. I mean, how is Jimmy Havoc going to react to a grown man trying to make him talk to a pet pink monkey? It's the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, sure, flipping out. So yeah, we talked about it quite a bit, past shows, the next show, and the one after that. So in closing, anything else you want to get out there? Any plugs, etc., like that, or just anything else that's you want to put out there for the fans?
Yeah, also, just obviously, if you want to know more about Hope, just visit our brand new website that was designed a few weeks ago for us, www.hopewrestling.co.uk. We have got our web store and stuff on there. You can get Hope t-shirts and wristbands and all the DVDs and stuff that are for another week. Yet another week are all on reduced prices and stuff as an introduction to the website and things. Do come along on Sunday because I really think that anybody who makes a trip to Birmingham on Sunday will walk away happy with what we've got planned, and you obviously don't get up close and personal to a guy like Jack Jester very often, certainly not with ICW and things like that. I know they obviously keep all their guys firmly in the back and away from people. Obviously, Jack Jester will be up close and personal in Birmingham for the fans to be able to get a real good look at just how good this guy is.
Yeah, most definitely. So that's it then. RV, thanks for coming on. Like I say, all we want to do is promote British wrestling and all these shows that are going on, because there's quite a few these days, some good, some not so good. But, you know, it's just all about promoting British wrestling, you know, places for the guys to work and earn a crust, so to speak. So that's what it's all about. So, yeah, thanks for coming on. And obviously, anything more in the future you need to come on and say, just let me know and we'll have you back on and we'll go from there.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
No problem, mate. See you later.
Cheers, Steve. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Jonathan Gresham, and you're listening to the UK's number one independent wrestling podcast, The Indie Corner.
Hope you enjoyed that, guys, that little chat with Harvey Dale. Thanks to Harvey for coming on. If you're in or around Birmingham on the weekend, a couple of promotions running shows, Kamikaze Pro as well as Hope. So try and get to a show if you can. But talking of shows this weekend, there's others around the country. Starting off with Southside on Friday. They debut in Sheffield at the Sheffield Library Theatre with The Hunties on. I mean, this show has been plagued with problems with people having to drop out of the card and various other things. As you're about to hear, it's still a stacked card. So first off, we'll have Styx and Joseph Connors going up against the Hunter Brothers. Robbie X against Martin Kirby. The Modern Young Wolves, who are Dan Maloney, Tyler Bate and Flash Morgan Webster, going up against the Calamari Catch Squad, who of course are Jonathan Gresham, Chris Brooks and Nixon Null. Then have the Southside heavyweight champion Mark Haskins defending against Rampage Brown. And in what I think will be the main event, Ola Garrow and Kaylee Ray taking on Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae. They are, of course, the current PWG Tag Team Champions. The show is tomorrow as we're recording this, but head over to southsidewrestling.co.uk for more details. Another show taking place on the weekend down in Tonbridge is IPW's Super 8 tournament show. You know, the first round of the Super 8 will see four amazing looking matches, which are as following: Zack Sabre Jr. against Mighty Skrull, Will Ospreay against Mark Haskins, Johnny Storm against Charles Samuels, and Dave Masters against Joel Coffey. The show will also feature the semi-finals and finals, plus a tag team match that will pit the IPW UK Tag Team Champions along the Riots going up against the current PWG Tag Team Champions, the aforementioned Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae. Head over to ipwuk.com for details on this. That's pretty much it, guys. Not much from me this week. Obviously, we had that interview with Harvey, looking at the show he's got coming up on the weekend. Plus, a look back at the shows he had last weekend. But yeah, Justin signing off, a couple of plugs. What we're doing now to end the show, we just played Justin DiVigilio's US Indie News. And then, like I said, that'll end the show. So, yeah, that's what we'll do now. If you don't like the Facebook page already, please do. facebook.com/TheIndieCorner. Follow us on Twitter @TheIndieCorner. And if you want to support us on TheIndieCorner.com, where you'll see plenty of reviews and columns, etc. There's various banners on the right-hand side. You see the banner for TheIndieCorner.BigCartel.com. That sells DVDs, especially a lot of British wrestling DVDs. Any sales from there go directly into the running of the show. Also on there you see banners for Highspots and Amazon. If you use any of them sites, which I know probably a lot of you do use Amazon, please use that banner on there, because anything you spend on there via Amazon, you know, we get a little kickback. It doesn't cost you any more at all. But Amazon give us a little bit of money just to go towards the running costs of the site and the podcast. So that's it, guys. Like I say, if you're going to any shows over the weekend, feel free to let us know on Twitter, on the Facebook page. And if you are going, I hope you enjoy yourself and have a good one. So until next week, guys, see you soon.
This is the King of Old School, Steve Corino, and you're listening to The Indie Corner. And don't forget, follow us on Twitter @TheIndieCorner. If you want to hear a great wrestling podcast, where else are you going to go? The Indie Corner.
Welcome, guys. Justin DiVigilio here to provide this week's edition of the U.S. Indie News segment. And there's a little bit of news from Chikara Pro, as King of Trios is this weekend, and some news from Evolve, as they just had Evolve 34 and 35 in New York this past weekend. So let's just get into it now, as the card for Night 1 has been announced, as it will be Team UK, Damian Dunn, Pete Dunne, and Mark Andrews versus the Block Party, Mr. Azerbaijan, really hard name to say, and Proliat, Tarot, Bear, Boer of Moldova, and Prakasova, really hard names, I hate these names, KE4TPG, Jolly Roger, Lance Steele, and Princess Kimberly versus Gekido, The Shard, 17, and Jigsaw, The Flood, Jimmy Jacobs, Eddie Kingston, and Volgar versus Spectral Envoy, Frightmare, Halloween Kid, and Ultraman is Black. Team Extravaganza, Jervis Cottonbelly, Thunder Kitty, and Marion Fontaine. Versus the Devastation Corporation, Max Smashmaster, Blaster McMassive, Flex Rumble Bunch, BDK3, Ares and Dr. Cube and Neckin, versus 3-Pack O, Shane Matthews, Archibald Peck, and Scott Jagger Parker. The Colony, Fire Ant, Silver Ant, and Worker Ant, versus the Colony Extremeverse, Orbit Adventure Ant, Missile Assault Ant, and Arctic Rescue Ant. Golden Trio, Mr. Touchdown, Mark, Angelo Setti, Icarus, and Dasher Hatfield versus LAX, Chavo Guerrero, Homicide, and Hernandez. The Spirit Squad, Kenny, Mikey, and Johnny versus Kazarni and his Auditorium, Sir Oliver Grimsley, Sin Buddha, and Kefka the Quiet. TNA, Star Sonata, Tigre Uno, and Rockstar Spud from the UK are scheduled for night two on Saturday, September 20th. Also, Yoshitatsu, former WWE star, is announced for that. Sonata and Tigre owner Uno are scheduled to for separate Rey de Veladores elimination matches, while Spud and Tatsu are scheduled for separate non-tournament matches. And former WWE star Sean Waltman or X-Pac will be part of the announced team for the DVD taping. Now, for night two, they have some matches, but the lineups, there's going to be four King of Trios 2014 tournament quarterfinal matches, two Rey de Lavordas Veladoras elimination matches, Eliminator number one, Sharon versus Chuck Taylor versus Tigre Uno versus Rich Swann, and two non-tournament matches as Smooth Sailing Ashley Remington versus Yoshitatsu, Rockstar Spud versus Juan Francisco de Coronado. And night three is going to have one Rey de Veladoras tournament final, two King of Trios semifinals, and one King of Trios final. And now to the news from Evolve, as Evolve just finished up their weekend, and their recaps are up on DGA USA Evolve YouTube channel from 34 and 35. Looked like pretty decent shows. I think there's a review for 34 up on the IndieCorner.com. And some pretty nuts stuff. You guys should go check out those previews. Might make you want to go watch those shows. I hope to watch those. AR Fox had a match, his first match in Evolve since, I think, April or May, I'm not sure, as he was off the reboot in August in Florida as he was nursing a wrist injury. He did some pretty crazy stuff. And Evolve apparently has really brought in the rankings into like storylines and stuff like that, really in enforcing them. And I heard and read on Twitter that Zack Sabre Jr. killed it, just like he did at PWG Bola. So, hoping to see those Evolve shows. And there's a bit more news, and it's from ROH and PWG. The news from ROH is that they've announced Glory by Honor 13, and it's going to be held on November 15th in San Antonio, Texas. There's no wrestlers announced, and obviously no matches announced if there's no wrestlers announced. And here, ROH announced four matches this week for the Reloaded Tour that starts in this next Saturday, I think, September 27th, in Wheeling, West Virginia. You have Adam Cole versus Cedric Alexander, ROH World Tag Title match, The Decade, Roderick Strong and Jimmy Jacobs versus Red Dragon, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Page versus Tadarius Thomas. Both in the Decade, probably something to do with the storyline, them testing each other as both the young boys. You have the Honor Rumble, and the winner receives an ROH World title match at that TV taping. You have, and Jay Briscoe will be facing the Honor Rumble winner, and returning Matt Sydal versus Phenomenal AJ Styles. Plus, supposed to be on this TV taping is ROH TV champ Jay Lethal with Truth Martini, Michael Bennett with Marie Kanellis, Mark Briscoe, Caprice Coleman, Moose and Artie Evans with Beta Scott. Now, announced yesterday on Twitter, is PWG is going to have their next show on October 17th. The matches for this, is the main event is Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly for the PWG World title, Adam Cole versus Trevor Lee, Biff Busick, they're bringing Biff Busick back in, versus Tommaso Ciampa. I'm pretty sure they had a couple matches on the Independence or something, maybe in Beyond Wrestling. Johnny Gargano and Chuck Taylor become a tag team once again, take on the World's Cutest Tag Team with Candice LeRae and Joey Ryan for the PWG World Tag Titles. They're bringing Bobby Fish back in as Bobby Fish versus Cedric Alexander. AR Fox and ACH, the African American Wolves, take on the Young Bucks. AR Fox coming back to PWG since, I think, January maybe, as he had a wrist injury. That's why he couldn't wrestle on Bola. And the debuting UHA Nation versus Brian Cage, a battle of really athletic, husky, big guys, muscle guys, but they can all also do a lot in the ring. UHA Nation worked a lot in England, works in Dragon Gate Japan, Dragon Gate USA, and Evolve. And Brian Cage is on the show in October as he was left off polo with an injury. And the tickets go on sale Wednesday, September 24th at 8 o'clock Pacific time. And this show looks absolutely sick, like always, and as PWG always does. And it's interesting that Ricochet's left off here as he's the bolo winner, but at least this card looks really awesome. Really happy they brought in UHA Nation, happy they brought Fish back, happy AR Fox is coming back, and happy that Biff Busick is brought back. So all in all, PWG putting out awesome stuff already, and can't wait to see the preview for this one. Thanks, guys, for listening. You guys can follow me on Twitter at JDiviglio4. That's JDiviglio4. Check me out on the Indie Corner, writing ROH TV reviews and some other indie wrestling articles that I think of. Thanks for listening. Support the Indie Corner, support indie wrestling, and I'm out. You guys can check me out on Twitter at JDVirgilio4. That's JDIVIRGILIO4. And on the Indie Corner, writing ROH TV reviews and whatever other indie wrestling article I think of writing. Thanks for listening, guys. Support the Indie Corner, support indie wrestling, and I'm out. Step in Tarzan.